Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 23rd September. The top stories for today. Malaysia's opposition leader, Dato' Anwar Ibrahim, has announced that he has secured a strong majority from lawmakers in order to form a new government. He is now seeking an audience with the King to formalise his appointment as Prime Minister.
Dan ingin saya nyatakan di sini, majoriti menyokong juga di kalangan ahli Parlimen Melayu dan Islam. Untuk maklumat semua, sebenarnya saya telah diperkenankan untuk menghadap Sri Paduka Baginda Yang di-Pertuan Agong kemarin, Selasa 21 September jam 11 pagi. Tetapi terpaksa ditangguhkan kerana Baginda kini menerima rawatan di Institut Jantung Negara. Kendati begitu, melalui perbualan telefon malam Selasa lalu, saya telah mendoakan afiat buat ke bawah duli tuanku. Dengan sokongan dan majoriti kukuh dan meyakinkan, bermakna pada saat ini kerajaan pimpinan Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin telah jatuh.
Meanwhile, UMNO President Dato' Sri Ahmad Zahid Hamidi has said that many UMNO and Barisan Nasional MPs are also behind the PKR president. Zahid, who's also BN chairman, said that he was told many MPs have stated their support for Anwar to form the new government and that he respected their stand. PAS, however, confirmed that none of the party's 18 elected representatives support Anwar. Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin today announced new packages for Malaysia's middle-income group and the bottom 40% wage earners treading water in the COVID-19 economy. In a special address broadcast nationwide, Muhyiddin said his Perikatan Nasional government is continuing two initiatives introduced under the Kita Prihatin program announced earlier this year. One is a wage subsidy known as WSP 2.0 and the second a cash assistance known as BPN 2.0. A vehicle that may be carrying a ballistic missile has been spotted at a parade training ground in North Korea amid signs it is preparing a big military display for an October 10th holiday. A US think tank said a commercial satellite imagery taken on Tuesday showed a probable missile-related vehicle at the Mirim Parade training ground outside the capital Pyongyang. That's all on Awani Dose for today. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.